Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Well, good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity Warrior Playoff Basketball. Jeff Clark here at Amity High School, where your boys are set to take on the Warrenton Warriors. We've been down this road before during football season, Warriors and Warriors playing, so we'll stick to Amity and Warrenton when using descriptors tonight. Warriors, there it already did. The Amity Warriors come into this game with a 14-12 overall record. They went 8-4 in league, and Warrenton went 14-10 overall, 9-3 in their league. So looking at Warrenton's league and looking for some common opponents, they played Banks three times this year. Nope, sorry, one of them got canceled. They played Banks twice in the span of a week, and they beat Banks both times, once by 3 and once by 2 points. The Warriors played Banks back in December and beat them by 13. So there's a difference there. Sio lost to Warrenton by 8 back in December. Amity Warriors split with Sio, losing in January 5th by 14 and then turning around and beating them by 8 January 26th. Looking to see if we've got any other common opponents here. I don't see any. They have losses to Neocani by 1. That was their last game. I assume that was a district playoff game. They lost to Riverdale by 2. They lost to Neocani by 11 back during the regular season and by 7 during the regular season. Also lost to Tillamook, North Valley, Lapine, Willamina by 12. Amity played Willamina, right, this year? No, have not played this year. Played last year. Sometimes I get my years confused. Warrenton also has losses to Napa and Horizon Christian. So Banks, really the only, and Sio, the only common opponents they have. Warrenton, decent size, but not a lot of it. Nothing like what Dayton has with the Rosenberg kid at 6'6 or 6'7. They'll start Barrett Blodgett, who's a 6'3 junior, and Caleb Earl is listed as a 6'2 senior. Everybody else in that starting lineup is going to be 5'10 or shorter. We did play these guys in football. They had some decent athletes. A quarterback, McGrory, was a real good-looking athlete in the football field. And so he'll be starting tonight as well on their basketball team. They also start Odin Wilson and Cameron Daniels. So kind of gives you you get a little peek into a team and how they play football. They were physical, not very explosive down the field. But the biggest thing I remember from that game is that was the first game of the year, so you don't want to put too much on it. But they got rattled and got undisciplined at times. They probably should have won that game by 3 or 4 touchdowns. But they really didn't stay composed when things started to go wrong. Plays would break down and they would quickly break down also emotionally and decision-making wise and turn the ball over, make mistakes. So if that's indicative of them, it's a team that, maybe you can pressure a little bit. Maybe you can get them to be flustered and get out of their game a little if you're physical with them and really get up on their grill defensively. Amity, of course, coming off a loss to Dayton by 20 points there at districts. Played them somewhat tough for the first half, kind of within 6 to 10 points, 6 to 12 points, and then just kind of fell apart in that third quarter, and then into the fourth quarter it really turned into a snowball and ran down the hill on them. The problem the Warriors, of course, had with Dayton was twofold. One, they struggled with the size of Rosenberg inside. They won't have anybody to deal with that's built like Rosenberg. And they struggled with Hodges when he really wanted to assert his presence on the floor on the offensive end. And the other thing the Warriors struggled with against Dayton was just Dayton's tenacious defense. They got us flustered at times with really extending their zone defense, sometimes going into man-to-man, but really extending and doubling sometimes and not other times, and just kind of giving us these different looks. And our boys really didn't respond very well to that, especially in the second half. Kind of lost their team focus and became a little too individualized in their offensive play. And when that happens, this Amity team's in trouble. So my prediction is, if Amity plays with composure, they trust each other, they move the ball, they're going to win this game. If they get flustered and start trying to play individual basketball, the Warrington may be able to win this game. So we're getting ready for the national anthem here. John Stearns does the rest of his OSAA announcement here, warning about good sportsmanship.
At this time, we ask that you stand, that you're already doing, so thank you very much for being on top of the game, for our national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, John Stearns with our national anthem tonight. A great job, as always. He sang it Saturday over at the district tournament, as did Jeff Grove. Nice to have Amity represented there in so many different ways. We're ready to go for the starting lineups here. For Warrington, it's going to be a 5'6 junior, number one, Odin Wilson. 6'3 junior, number two, Barrett Blodgett. A 5'10 junior, number 22, Talon McGrory. 5'10 senior, number 24, Cameron Daniels. And a 6'2 senior, number 33, Caleb Earl.
Junior, number two, Barrett Blodgett.
For the Warriors, it's going to be their normal starting five: Brandon Ayer, J.J. Howard, Andrew Grove, Trent Carton. Junior, the four seniors, along with Keon Vrell, number 13, a 6'2 junior. So again, Warrior boys coming off of a tough loss to the Dayton Pirates in the district tournament. Didn't play very well. Didn't play as well as they played Dayton the first two times. Both of those games were close, at least through three quarters of the game. Good crowd on hand here tonight, including the Valley Catholic boys, who have shown up to check out their next opponent, because on either Friday or Saturday, they'll be hosting the winner of this game. I say either Friday or Saturday. If you look at OSA, it's scheduled for Friday. Time to be announced. But Valley Catholic has contacted Toshi and said, hey, is there any chance we can play it on Saturday, maybe in the early afternoon or something? So that is yet to be agreed upon, but they've got a head coach scheduling conflict. He's a firefighter up there, Toshi told me, and trying to make it work with his schedule. And so I'm sure we'll get something worked out with him. So, all that said, we might have a Friday night game. We might have a Saturday afternoon game. The girls will be playing here Saturday evening. Time yet to be determined also. Probably a 6 o'clock game. Amity Warriors in their home white uniforms with royal trim and numbers. The Warriors of Warrington in their purple uniforms with white trim and numbers. We are ready to roll. jumping center will be Blodgett and Howard. A couple of 6'3 kids. Looks like that's a legit 6'3 on the Blodgett kid. You never know on these rosters sometimes. But we're ready to roll here from Amity High School. Like I said, good crowd on hand. We're probably at 80% capacity or so. Tip is won by the Amity Warriors. Air drives, loses it along the baseline. Went to pull up. That ball just slipped out of his hands as Blodgett cut him off. Amity turns it over. Both teams are the Warriors, so I'll try to use just the school names. Daniels puts a pass ahead to McGrory. Pulls up, gives it back to Daniels. Daniels on top, gets it back on the right wing, puts up a three, wide left and out of bounds. So Amity ball. Trent inbounds to Andrew. Drove will walk it up the right side. At the Warrior head, works left off a screen from JJ to Keon. Hands off. Aired. Drives. Gets in deep. Off the glass and in. Brandon Aired twice now on successive trips to start the game. Attacking that right side of the basket. This time coming from the left side of the key across to the right hand. McGrory. Warriors in a 2-3 zone against Warrington here. Swing it over to Daniels. Out on top, Wilson, a deep three, no good. Rebound inside, loose on the floor. Picked up by Aird to Howard. Howard might have double dribbled, gets it ahead to Carton. Carton wants to drive. McGrory cuts him off, crosses over. McGrory gets a steal. Good hands. Talon McGrory is a good athlete. He's their starting quarterback on their football team, and he was the best athlete on the field, no question about it, when we saw them at the beginning of the year. High post Blodgett tries to back Howard down, turns into his chest, bumps it, misses the shot, tipped. Carton with a muscle rebound inside. He's looking up the floor as he brings it through the middle. Slows it down. Looks to Grove. It's not there. Now Vrell popping out takes it. He'll set the offense up. Works it over to Carton on the right angle. Carton pulls up from 18. Short rebound inside. Vrell. Nowhere to go. Tries to shovel to JJ. Vrell ends up with it again. Throws it out, and Daniels had it, lost it out of bounds to the Amity. Amity ball, about the foul line height on the sideline. Warriors Amity going right to left in front of me here. I'm behind the scorer's table. Grove doubled, finds Vrell all by himself, lays it up and in. They doubled, left Vrell, and nobody picked him up on the rotation. Amity up 4-0. McGrory up the left side, accelerates, picked off by Aird, just stripped him. Aird takes it in, steps through, Eurostep, missed it. Vrell puts it back up, missed that one. McGrory with the rebound. Vrell right in front of the rim, couldn't find the backboard on that, tried to finesse it up and over the front of the rim. McGrory affected the shot and got the rebound. Wilson, little 5'6 point guard, over to McGrory on the left wing. He's about 5'10. Like I said, best athlete on the floor for them. Daniels, right angle, works left, high post, Blodgett, faces up, drives on JJ, comes up short on the little hook shot. JJ with good position there. Rebound, that's a travel not called. Oh my goodness, Earl got the rebound, just stumbling all over himself at the other end. Aired, fouled, scores! They're going to count it. Nice little hesitation on the up fake. Makes it 6-0. So Aired with four. He'll go to the line to try to get a three-point play the traditional way. Timeout. Warrington, 30-second timeout. It's 6-0 Amity, 5:07 left to go in the first quarter. A good start for Amity. They got to be happy about this. They've been able to attack the rim multiple times here right off the bat to begin this game. Good student section on hand tonight for Amity. The girls' basketball team, of course, over there dominating the front row of the bleachers. And then probably another 30 students or so behind them. Probably 40 or so total over there. Plus Pete, first team all-league soccer player. I don't remember Pete's last name. He's our German foreign exchange student. Great kid. He's got his official Hype Man shirt on. Been fun getting to know him a little bit this year. Not a very good bowler, though. Aired at the line to shoot a free throw. Short. Rolls it around. Won't stay. Ball out of bounds to Warrington. 6-0 Amity. Earl inbounds to Wilson. Ahead to Daniels on the right side. Back to Wilson. Trying to get it across. Does to McGrory. McGrory in the left front court. Back out to Wilson by the center circle. Wilson surveying the court. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Extending a little bit here. Daniels will take a three. Looks like it's left again. That looks like his shot, though, aired with the rebound. Daniels looks like that's part of their offense is for him to shoot that shot. Grove with a deep three. Rims it, no good. Vrell with the rebound, spins to his left, shoulder traveled. Just slid that pivot foot a little bit. Had the right idea. Just as he made that spin move, he gathered that right foot back to his left foot a little bit. That was his pivot foot, so that was travel. Into the game, Brian Soshi. We'll go with that. He has a Peruvian name that is impossible to say in English accurately. So we'll just go with Soshi. Big kid, about 6 foot strong. Wilson, top, swings it over to McGrory on the left wing. McGrory looking inside. It's not there. Back to Wilson. Daniels on the right wing. They just play catch out top here. Wilson now starts to drive, kicks to Daniels. 1-3, Howard with a good closeout. On the baseline, that shot forced by Daniels. He missed. JJ ahead to Aird for the basket. He's got 6. Great pass from Howard to Aird. Diagonally across the court from about half court. McGrory looked at the 3 on the left angle. Not there on top to Wilson. Wilson, not really sure what to do with this 2-3 zone where Trent playing the middle on the 2-3, and he's really coming up high for that high post. They're not running anything back door. Along the baseline, there's a Vrell gets called for the foul on the strip. It's going to be 2 shots coming. First foul of the game on the Amity Warriors. They're up 8-0. Blodgett's going to the line to shoot 2 on that. Well, it looked like Vrell almost stripped that clean, but the official said he got him on the wrist. Devin working for a little clarification there. Blodgett gets the first one. And that gets Warrington on the scoreboard tonight. Aired out. Quelo in. The 3.5-minute mark. Aired with 6 points for the Warriors. Quelo won't attack with quite the same force, but brings some other things to the floor. Blodgett misses the second. McGrory misses. Gets it back. Hard dribble, lost the ball, trying to power it up. Vrell ahead to Carton for 3, no good. Rebound pulled down by Olson. Olson to Wilson, back to Olson, right front court. On the wing, back on top, Wilson. Warriors in man-to-man now. Wilson blocked by Grove at the foul line. Grove going the other way is fouled by Wilson in frustration. Stopped a semi-fast break there. Second team foul on Warrington. Halftime, I'm going to have girls basketball coach Jed McMullen on with me. Talk about the season and the upcoming game here on Saturday against an unknown opponent. So we won't talk much about that game. We'll talk about where the girls are and just how well they're playing right now. How proud he is of them, I guarantee it. Warriors throw it away. Quelo throws it behind Grove on the wing. Goes out of bounds. 8-1 Amity on top. 2:52 left to go first quarter. Wilson walks it across the timeline. Taking his time, swings it right side to Soshi. Soshi drives to the foul line. Going to get called for a foul. It's going to be on Trent Carton. Said he got him in the head as he was driving across the top of the key there. Dyer in, Carton out. Warriors get a little longer there. Got Howard and Dyer on the floor. Blodgett swings to Wilson out by the Warrior head. Back in the corner. Three-pointer missed there by Olson, rebounded by Vrell. Vrell, middle of the floor, over to Grove on the right wing. Grove between the legs, works to his left. Tries to go to Dyer on the cut. Dyer saves it out in the corner. Quelo fakes. drives, leaves it for Dyer. Dyer to the middle of the key, out to Grove for three. Too strong. JJ couldn't get the rebound. McGroarty with it. JJ just mistimed that jump. It came off a little later off the rim than it looked like it would. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors, against the Warriors. Varell misses the steal. McGroarty drives, spins, hangs, fouled. Going to get Howard on the foul from behind. His first, third team foul on Amity. 1:59 remaining first quarter. 8-1 Amity on top of Warren to McGroarty to the line. Amity feeling like they should be on top by quite a bit more probably. McGroarty misses the foul shot as it bounces around. Hits about four different spots on the rim. One more for Talon McGroarty. He buries that one. Aired in. He's going to get JJ a break. Eight-two, Amity on top with the ball. Grove will walk it up the right side. He's got Olsen on him. High screen, kicks it to Varell. Varell hands off to Coelho. Coelho out to Dyer, trying to go down low. He telegraphed that one, knocked away and stolen by Olsen. Everybody in the gym knew where that pass was going, unfortunately. Lodgett tries to dump it down low, throws it away. He was looking for Soshi to cut. Warrington coach Kevin Gramson pleading with the official here closest to us about something he didn't like. He thought it was tipped. Official says no, not even close. Down low, Dyer lays it up and in. Great pass from Grove. Dyer makes it a 10-2 Amity lead. Right corner, Soshi starts to drive, picks it up. Dyer on him, back out to Wilson. Wilson. Odin Wilson. How's that? To Soshi. Soshi misses the three. Grove with the rebound. They haven't connected from out there yet. Good hesitation. Little floater on the baseline. Drops it in. Andrew Grove looking like an all-state point guard right there. That is a sweet little baseline floater. Little hesitation. Got the defense to bite. Got himself to about 6 feet and dropped it in. Three-pointer for Soshi. Their first outside shot of the game, 12-5 Amity. 35 seconds to go. First quarter. Varell works it right to Aird, sets a screen. Aird pulls up from the elbow. Little strong there. Rebound, Blodgett. Wilson will bring it across. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Shot clock should be off. Over to Olsen, back out on top of McGroarty. McGroarty wants to drive, spins back to his left shoulder, steps through with the right hand, scores. Good footwork by McGroarty. He's got three. It's a five-point Amity lead. Grove rims the three-pointer from the center circle. After one, Amity on top, 12-5 over Warrington, or 12-7, excuse me, over Warrington here after one quarter. This is Amity Warrior basketball. Hang in there. Second quarter action coming right up. Second quarter getting ready to start here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Warrington Warriors, 12-7. Amity was up in this 12-2, five straight to close out the quarter by Warrington. Warrington's ball to start the second period. Remember, at halftime, we'll have Jeb McMullen talking with him about the girls' program, where we are right now, and how we got there. Wilson works left off of McGroarty's screen. McGroarty wanted it back. Wilson didn't get it to him. Gets it to Soshi. One of the three. Knocked away by Carton. Chased down by McGroarty. McGroarty. High post. Knocked away by Grove. Picked up by JJ. JJ attacking with that left hand. He's going to get fouled as he tries to get through the double there. Two Warriors back on defense, and JJ splits it. He'll get the ball out of bounds. Didn't get a shot off there, but a good attack by JJ. He was determined to get to that left hand. No way he was going right. They go to JJ right in front of the basket. Little three-footer. Won't go. Ball out of bounds off of Dyer. Back into the game. Daniels replaces Wilson. Nice little design play. JJ just kind of dropped in from the foul line to about 5 feet in front of the basket. Caught the ball, tried to flip it over the front of the rim. It just wouldn't stay. On top with it, it's Daniels. Swings it to Soshi on the left wing. Soshi to Olsen out on top. Right side, Daniels. Daniels back to Olsen. Left side, McGrory. He gets down low. Soshi, tough turnaround, misses. JJ has it, hangs on to it. Headed the other way. Earl up on him, slows him down. JJ will set things up. Hesitation, drives, hangs, fouled. Good aggressive take by Howard. Foul on Earl. That's his first foul, second team foul on Warrington this quarter. 6:57 left to go, first half. Howard to the line to shoot two. First one, perfect. Blodgett in, Earl out. So for the Warriors, it's Dyer, Howard, Aird, Carton, and Grove. For Amity Warriors. Howard misses the second one. Blodgett with the rebound. 13-7 Amity. Daniels swings it right side to Olsen. Looking for a cutter. Not there. Blodgett pops out on the right baseline. Back out to Olsen. McGrory on top. Left side, Daniels. Daniels surveying the court against this man-to-man defense. Down along the baseline. Blodgett misses. Ball tipped a couple times, so she gets it. Spins, goes to the baseline, hangs, misses. Blodgett with the rebound, misses. Soshi with the rebound. Fouled, scores. It's going to be the second on Howard. Not a good job on the defensive glass by Amity. Gave up three offensive rebounds in there. And then pick up a foul as well as giving up the basket. JJ second. Shot missed. Knocked out of bounds by Blodgett. Thought they were going to give it to Warrington for a second there. It was clearly off of Blodgett. Official got it right. Carton will walk it up as McGrory picks up Grove full court. Leaves it for Aird. Aird with the drive in deep, out in the corner. Grove drives baseline, gets to the basket, lays it up and in. No help defense coming across. Andrew Grove with four in the game. Both of his baskets along that left baseline. Amity up six. Bad pass. Daniels threw it behind Blodgett. He can't handle it. Amity basketball. 6 minutes to go, first half. 6-point lead. Grove works left, gets in deep, floats off the basket. Tried to force that one maybe a little bit. Soshi with the rebound. Brian Soshi. Daniels at the other end, swings it to Soshi on the right wing. Down low, off the hands of McGordon, out of bounds. They've had about three passes now go off hands and out of bounds for turnovers. Warriors have had one of those. Yoakum in, replaces Dyer. And Vrell back in. So it's Howard, Vrell, Yoakum, Carton, and Aird. So Grove out as well. Carton drives to the foul line, out to Aird. Aird drives, kicks to Yoakum. Yoakum drives on the right side. His shot blocked by Blodgett. He hung that out there. It's a little Statue of Liberty looking play. And Blodgett said, I can swat that for you. Out on top, McGrory for three. Short, long rebound. Daniels chases it down, knocked out of bounds. Off of Daniels by Vrell. Good defense by Keon. Should have had the rebound, but when he didn't get it, at least he followed it out to the corner and knocked it off of Daniels and out of bounds. Amity ball coming up on the five-minute mark to go in the first half, 15-9. Six-point Amity lead. Carton works left, top of the key, leaves it for Vrell. Nothing there. Over to Yoakum. Yoakum to the foul line. Kicks out. Aird fakes. Finds Carton. Carton hooks it way too strong. And Vrell gets a loose ball foul. His second. Second team foul on Amity in the quarter. So JJ and Keon with two each. Warrington basketball. Warriors, Amity extends in their 2-2-1 here. Full court. They get it to McGroarty. The elbow drives into Trent. Should be offensive. Oh, my goodness! What a horrible call. McGroarty out of control, just lowers his shoulder, runs right in. Oh, my goodness. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the defender is moving on that. The offensive player was out of control, just lowered his shoulder and ran Trent down. There's no way Trent could have got out of the way of it. What a horrible call. 4:44 left to go. That's the second on Carton. Who'd they give that to? McGroarty? 22, right. So McGroarty gets the basket on that, too. What an absolute trash call by the official. Wow. The officials are conferring here at the foul line. Oh, no basket. Okay. So at least they got that part of it right. Not shooting. The foul is on the drive, they say. Now the officials are going to talk about it. This is what happens when you blow the call so bad. You have to sort it out during an official timeout here because you screwed it up so bad that you can't really make heads or tails out of it. Now you're just embarrassing yourselves. See, officials confer out there. Watch them come out and reverse the call, make it offensive. That'd be hilarious. That's what they should do. The honest truth is, it was a terrible call. I mean, Trent literally was giving ground. McGroarty was falling forward, just ran into Trent with his lowered shoulder right in the midsection. Oh, my goodness. They are going to count the basket. Oh, my goodness. Some absolutely abysmal officiating, folks. Wow. That is bad. So the second on Carton. To the line, McGroarty with 5 points. Makes the foul shot. Cuts the lead to 15-12, Amity. See how Amity responds here to some unfortunate turn of events there. There's a drive all the way to the basket. Lays it up. Missed it. Yoakum had it. Couldn't get it to drop. Daniels swings right side to Soshi. Soshi looking for a cutter. Not there. Drives. Ball knocked away off of Soshi by Coelho and out of bounds. Grove will walk it up. 4:20 to go. First half. 15-12 Amity. Grove works right. Hits JJ. Popping out. Hands off to Yoakum, who is fouled by McGroarty. The second, I think, on McGroarty. Third team foul. Oh, that's his first foul. Grove takes the inbound. Works towards the top. Gets a screen from JJ. Lost it. Gets the ball back. Swings it to JJ. JJ hands to Grove. Grove works around the top of the key. Gets in deep. Hangs. Floats. Missed it. So two missed layups in a row by the Warriors. By Amity. Giving Warrington a good opportunity to keep in this game. McGroarty drives. Tough shot. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Nobody boxed out. Aird's going to foul him on the shot, and I think Aird just popped his shoulder. First time it's happened all season. He's had a history of that. He knows this. You can see the bone sticking out there as it's dislocated. Ian Yoakum on it. This kid has had so many dislocated shoulders over the years. His freshman, sophomore years just riddled with that. Missed all of football season last year and basketball season, I believe. Strong kid, but just has some troubling shoulder problems. McGroarty hits the first one. But that all started because McGroarty missed the shot. Warriors didn't box out. McGroarty got his own rebound. The whole thing just fell apart. Amity was up 12-2 in this game. McGroarty at the foul line. Thought about that one too long, didn't he? Missed it. Grove with the rebound. They're on an 11-3 run. Quelo, high post, Burrell back to Quelo. Fakes, traveled. Warrington basketball, 3:28 left to go, second quarter. Amity on top, 15-13. Well, that whole sequence just took the wind out of the sails and out of the emotions of the Amity fans. McGroarty loses the ball. Burrell with it, going the other way. Dumps it to Yoakum. Yoakum blocked, fouled by Soshi. Looked pretty clean from here. Looked like a pretty good, but it's the same official. What do you expect? He can't get a call right at this end. Why would you expect him to get a call right at the other end? Got a lot to do to make up for how bad that one was, though. It's going to take like three bad calls against Warrington. Yoakum misses the foul shot. One more coming for the junior guard. Missed them both. Not even close. Cooper, better than that at the foul line usually. A little playoff game jitters there maybe. I don't know. Soshi on the right angle. Still a two-point Amity lead. The ball on top. McGroarty swings it left side. I don't know that name. That's Hoagland in the game. His pass knocked away. Chased down by Soshi. Out on top. McGroarty by the center circle. Swings it left side to Soshi. Wants to drive. JJ cuts him off. Back out to McGroarty. Right wing, Blodgett works his way down, jump stop, hooks it up and in from about 8 feet on the right baseline. He's got three in the game. Tie game 15. Quelo driving, loses it. Picked up by Warrington. Amity sloppy on the offensive end. Missed some lay-ins, missed some free throws, turned the ball over. There's a drive. Hoagland hooks it inside. JJ picks it off. Could really use Howard to get going here. He didn't do much against Dayton. Hasn't done much today. Got to get his offensive game going. The Amity Warriors need JJ to put up some numbers for him. He's been quiet so far today. Just 1 out of 2 from the foul line. We got a 30-second timeout on the floor. 2:07 left to go first half. 15-15. Amity's been outscored 8-3 here in this quarter. And 13-3. Since they were up 12-2. Good student section tonight, cheering along with the Amity cheerleaders, coached by Angela Niseff. The amazing cheerleading coach, Angela Niseff. It's going to be Amity basketball here. Howard, Grove, Dyer, Vrell, and Yoakum on the floor. Aired in the locker room with a dislocated shoulder. Hurts the Warriors' depth here. Howard looks at the three, not there, to Dyer. Dyer hands off to Grove, over to Howard. Wants to drive, can't do it. Gives it to Yoakum. Yoakum coming around on the weave to Dyer. Dyer hands off. Grove for three. Good! Andrew Grove hits a huge shot. 18-15 Amity. 1:40 to go in the first half. Daniels over to Hoagland. Out on top. McGroarty for three. Hits it. Nobody on him. Not sure what the defense was down there. I thought it was man-to-man, but nobody was guarding McGroarty. Yoakum gives it up to JJ. JJ mid-range, pulls up, buries it. There's what we need, a little 15-footer from that right wing. Back to a two-point Amity lead. Coming up on the 110 mark, ball poked away. Vrell comes up with it. Vrell going the other way. Euro step was fouled, no call, but he lays it up and in. That was a tough shot by Keon. Makes it a 22-18 Amity lead with a minute to go in the first half. We're going to get an offensive foul on Hoagland. I think Yoakum's fired up. I don't know. Having a hard time interpreting that yell. But I'm going to say he's fired up about drawing that offensive foul. It's good defense by him. I didn't see it, but I saw the very end of the play and the reaction when he got the whistle against the offensive player. Amity up four with the ball, 52 seconds to go, first half. JJ pops, steps back for three, too strong. Might have forced that one a little bit, a little quick shot there. Daniels, the center circle, works left, over to Soshi. Soshi wants to drive, pulls up, tough shot, just banged it home from about 15 feet on that left elbow. That ball maybe got 11 feet in the air. Amity with the ball can play for one shot, up two. 20 seconds. Grove. Dribbling the clock down. Now gets a screen from Dyer. Works off it, over to JJ. JJ behind the back, gets inside, bounce pass to Dyer, pump fake, fouled. Couldn't get it to drop. Great pass from JJ, just a nice leave for Thanny. Thanny just couldn't get it to drop in. Did draw the foul with 2 seconds to go. Dyer a chance to extend this two-point lead. Dyer's got 2 points in the game. Buries the first one. OU and Quelo in. They get JJ and Vrell out, the two guys with two fouls. One more. Dyer buries it. No. Going to get Yoakum into the lane too soon. So the foul shot does not count. 23-20 Warriors. 2 seconds. Daniels from half court. Missed it. 23-20 after one half of play here. Jed McMullen headed my way. So we'll hang in there right now, get ready for him. The Warriors in the first half, yeah, probably right about there, huh? So Warriors in the first half, Brandon Aird with 6 points, Andrew Grove with seven, Keon had four, JJ and Thanny with three each, McGroarty with 10 points in the first half, and Soshi off the bench, Brian Soshi with seven. For Warrington. Get Jed McMullen on here. Making his way up. My wife clearing a spot for him here. Let Jed get situated here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Get your volume adjusted here a little bit. Well, before we get to girls basketball, how bad was that call down here where they called the block on Trent?
Pretty bad.
Okay.
I think the way he came down, it wasn't your typical charge where he just got laid out.
Right.
He kind of got his feet taken out from under him. So I don't know whether that confused the ref, but that was bad.
Kid just lowered his shoulder, put it right into his solar plexus.
Yeah. He's a football player, right?
He's a good football player. He's their quarterback.
Yeah.
And he was a football play.
Yes, it
that was.
Was
you're not taking me down.
No, he's a physical player.
He is, and he actually led the all scoring in the first half with 10 points. The McGroarty kid did so. He's physical and aggressive, and yeah, we didn't handle him very well in the second quarter. So it's not girls basketball. It's a lot more exciting for you.
It is for me.
So Tashi's checking something. I guess we're okay. So tell me about your kind of general analysis of how your girls played on Saturday against Jefferson.
We played really well. They were locked in. You know, it was kind of a matter of time before we put a game like that together against them. We both the first two games we shot 28% from the field. I think the last time we played them, we got almost 50 shots from the two blocks combined and shot 22% in each of those spots. So, you know, and we did that both games. And we out-rebounded them badly in both games prior.
Yeah.
So you just kind of had a feeling like if we put a good shooting night together, it's going to be a rough
okay,
night.
Okay, so I have to ask you about the first play of the game.
I thought you would.
Because I've asked Maya about it.
She doesn't want to talk about it, I'm sure.
Well, I said, what was up with that? And she's like, well, they didn't tell me until right before the game started, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
She goes, I didn't have any time to think. She goes, I was kind of confused. We went out on the floor like, what is this play?
He just called really? That for me.
Yeah. So tell us what that play is.
Well, it's an elevator screen out of our four high set. She throws to the wing, runs off of that post screen like we normally do, and then she just loops back around and comes through the elevator screen. But Jefferson is notorious for not following you outside the paint. They're really they like to get in a lot of help side. So the defender did exactly what we thought. She got under the basket, stopped, and Maya came up through the elevator. And Maya's really good from straightaway three.
She
won't take it, so... The other day at practice, I said, I'm going to run that elevator screen for Maya, first play of the game, and she's going to bury it. And he said, well, don't tell her now. Wait till the game. So
yeah, she would have been fretting about that for days.
And she hit it, man. I'm telling you what. We do the knockout drill from straightaway three, yeah. And she's money. So the only thing I regret is not doing it a long time ago, just saying, all right, I'm going to call plays for you where you have to shoot it.
Well, it's interesting because there's no way Jefferson ever saw that on film.
No.
Now other teams will.
Yeah, and then, maybe. I don't think that was on an FHS unless someone wants to share
it. That's a good point. It wasn't on an FHS, which was kind of weird. Yeah, if word gets out on that, though, that she's willing to take the three-point shot and that you're designing plays for it, man, that pulls the defense out.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Lynn hitting three-pointers pulls that defense out.
Yeah.
I mean, that paint was so open after Sarah hit a couple of threes.
Right. Yeah, they got to commit to us.
Just a beautiful thing.
We've committed to that four high set, too. Well, particularly against them, but we like it a lot because we kind of open up the lane for our drive.
Yeah, and your speed.
Yeah.
Makes Eliza happy when there's fewer people in the paint, right?
For sure, yeah.
And 80 knocking down a three early in the game. That was good to see.
It was.
Boy, she has nice form on her shot.
Yes.
And Eliza doesn't seem to ever want to take a three. She wants to head fake and take
Get
you to the paint.
Yeah.
Which, you know, has its pros and cons.
She's like Maya in that they need to shoot the ball enough to make the defense play them honestly.
Yep.
We came down that second play. It didn't work out, but I told Maya to run it again. And I said, just catch it and turn the corner. Because if that girl's trying to get through and you just turn the corner,
she's
it's a lay-in.
Position, yeah.
So there's a lot of good actions out of that set for us. I think we've kind of settled into that's kind of what we like.
When did you kind of know that you wanted to do more four high? I mean, it takes time for kids to understand how it works, right? How to really take advantage of what it creates out there.
Right.
But when in your mind did you kind of know like that's a direction you wanted to go and get more?
Well, we did it this summer and then we didn't commit to it, I guess, well enough early on. But I think Jefferson kind of brought us to that.
They invited a little bit,
yeah,
don't they?
Because they play so much help side defense. They are just camped underneath the basket. So the first time we played them, we just ran a lot of our other sets and realized you're not getting to the basket. They're committing four players to the drive. So like, all right, let's pull them away from the basket and make
them
guard
us. Well, if you hit your first three threes, that will pull teams away from the basket.
It does, but we run that dribble handoff action out of it.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of away from the ball movement. And so they kind of have to guard you because there's a lot of actions going on.
Yep. And great job on some high low passes from down to Kylie on the block.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember who had those. I think
Sarah had one.
I think Eliza might have had one from there. Just the defense getting so fixated on those attacking athlete potential, you know, up high that Kylie just kind of works her way in there and disappears.
She was incredible. What a beast.
Yeah.
She was the game before as well, rebounded the ball really well, but she finished so much better the other night.
And yet there's so much room for growth with her.
Oh, Yeah.
And, which I know you're salivating about the offseason to work on some things with her.
Well,
to
she's
take
been working with her brothers.
Level.
If she can continue to work with her brothers,
it'll help.
Yep. They bang on her and.
Well,
you know,
I'm thinking getting her to elevate a little bit more when she shoots, a little bit more when she actually rebounds. She'll box out better than anybody in the state.
Yeah.
But she'll fall in love with that box out and not go get the ball.
Right.
Not attack it
right.
at a high point. She high points rebounds really well when she's just right like underneath the basket.
Right.
But when she gets that box out, a lot of times she'll wait that extra half a second for that ball to fall and then go get it, which is fine keeping your man away from it. But somebody else can sneak in and get it if you're not careful. So
if she gets her paws on it, though, you're
strong,
a pretty good.
She?
Yeah, always has been ever since she was little. Ever since third grade basketball, if she gets her paws on it, you're not getting it away from her.
So what do you work with her in the offseason? What's the focus on her taking that to the next level to really help you guys?
Probably that agility and getting up off the floor and that part of her game. Her, you know, she's physical. Likes to rebound, likes to bang.
How is she as a screen setter?
Well, she's a good screen setter if she'll square up. You're not. I told Alyssa the other day. I said I'm just glad she's on our team because she is strong.
She doesn't mind the contact.
No, she loves it.
Yeah, and
I think the Kunkel girl, pretty much told her at the end of the game, "I'm done. I can't." Like she just beat her.
Yeah,
down.
You're right. That fourth quarter, she didn't want any piece of her, did she?
I don't know whether it was foul trouble or just the physicality.
It just wears you out.
Yeah,
you feel like. You feel like that other kid's never getting tired, and you're getting exhausted. It's like it's not worth it. Nothing good's coming out. Kunkel wasn't doing anything down there.
Yeah.
Girls are staying out of foul trouble a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, we got in a little bit there.
A little bit, but then they were great the rest of the game.
Right. We've come a long ways there. Our mental toughness, our body language, a lot of things we've been working on throughout the year have just
coming together.
Really coming together. They're buying into a lot of that.
So we don't know who we have yet
on
Saturday.
Yeah.
Does it really change your game plan? I haven't looked at either one of those teams.
We've watched them both. Horizon's got a girl I would say is as dynamic as Orton. A little bit shorter. She doesn't have the length Orton has. She's faster. Has the handles, has the shooting, can finish. Good player. Really good player. But they don't have the
supporting
assets around her. You know, that's what makes Orton tough. They've got two kids that can knock down threes, you're stuck on them, and you're basically guarding the pick and roll 2-on-2.
Yeah.
You know, you're committed, and I just don't see that they've got that kind of supporting cast.
Do you go man-to-man in a situation like that? Or
we'll probably be back in our 13 a little bit more, just because if we can force her to give the ball up, we're going to see if the other kids can handle our pressure. But, yeah, we'll have a mixture. I mean, we've come a long ways in our man-to-man, which is what I hoped for this time of year. That we can play man against anybody, and so it's good to. That was a good test for us having Jefferson to get ready for that.
That's what I thought too. I thought it's nice to have a little competition in your league.
Yeah, I wish we had a little more.
A little bit more would be good.
It was good.
Well, thanks, Jed. I really appreciate it. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Warriors with the ball, or Amity with the ball here to start the third quarter. JJ kicks out to Grove. Grove feeds JJ. Left block. He likes that. Game up short. Oh, that's his shot all night long. Couldn't get it. Earl grabs the rebound. Out on top to Wilson. Wilson, center circle. Swings it over to the right side to Earl. Earl looking inside. Nothing there. Finds McGrory on the cut. Spins back to his left shoulder. Misses. Grove tips. Dyer with the rebound. Dyer starting in the place of Aird, who's out with the shoulder issue. Carton with the drive. He felt that one all the way. Missed it. JJ puts it up and in. Great follow by Howard. Good drive by Carton. Couldn't finish, but it left the easy one for JJ. Amity and what looks like a 2-3 here. Now they're dropping into that. I don't know what that press was. Out on the right side. Three-point attempt. Daniels, no good. Keon with a great rebound. Took it away from McGrory. Not easy to do. Keon up the middle. Bounce pass to JJ behind him. Keon kicking himself for that one. He had JJ a little bit earlier. Waited one more dribble. And the angle went away. Threw it behind him. But a good run out there. An excellent rebound by Keon to get that started. McGrory spins to his left. Gets across half court. Pulls up now. Drives to the key. Kicks. Lodged on the baseline. Little floater. No good. JJ tips. Can't control. Goes out of bounds off of Howard. Warrington ball. 25-20 Amity on top here. 6.5 minutes to go. Something not working, Tosh? I'm sorry. Was that it? Unplugged? I did not unplug it. I swear, I just plugged this one in. Natalie might have unplugged it. Lodge it off his hands, and it falls into the hands of Wilson, who was out of bounds on the baseline. Amity ball. I'll throw my wife under the bus all day long. Could have been her. I don't know. She doesn't know much about electronics, so, you know. She might have just thought that that needed to be unplugged, so it might have been a fire hazard or something. Carton inbounds to Howard. He heads up the left side. Pulls up. 17-footer. Rolls it in. JJ gets the favorable shooter's bounce. Now he's got 70 at 3 at halftime. That's what we need, is him to come alive a little bit. Wilson gets it across half court. Warriors in their 2-3. Oyua in the game also for the Warriors. Carton playing the middle of the 2-3. Three-pointer. Missed that one. Carton with the rebound. That was Daniels with the miss. Carton ahead to Oyua. Oyua pushed from behind. He raised his hand and didn't blow his whistle. Unbelievable. Raise your hand and call the foul, my friend. At the other end. No call there. Ball loose. Vrell gets it back. Maybe a makeup call there. Unbelievable. He raised his hand to call the foul. You could see the hand in the low back of Oyua, and then he decides to swallow his whistle. My goodness, that is terrible. Same official, by the way, folks. In the corner, Carton with it. No harm done. Drives. Down low to Oyua. Fumbles it. Gets it back. Kicks it out. Vrell for three. No good. Oyua with the rebound. Back up with the right hand. Oh, it wedged. It's going to be a jump ball. Be Amity basketball on the alternating possession. Soshi into the game replaces Earl. Any luck on that? Good deal. NFHS was down there. Oh, it's Warrington ball. I was thinking they had had it to start the third quarter. Amity did. McGrory ahead to Daniels, drives, steps through, lays it up and in. Terrible defense there by the Warriors. Whistle on the floor, but just to check something, everything's good. 27-22, Amity on top, 5 minutes ago, third quarter. Grove, left front court with it, crosses over, drives, kicks out to Keon. He drives. Leaves it for Trent. Trent at the elbow. Backs it out. Nothing there. Goes baseline. Finds Oyua down low. Out to Grove. Fakes the three. Traveled. Too many unforced errors by Amity. That's about the fourth travel this game. Third or fourth. Amity up five. 4.5 to go. Third quarter. Wilson. Gives it over to Daniels on the right angle. Wants to drive. Runs into Trent. Kicks out to Wilson on the left wing. Wilson, couple of jab steps. Now goes baseline. Kicks it back. Nothing there. Leaves it for a cutting Daniels. Floats it right in front of the rim. Again, the defense slow to rotate. That's Daniels' second freebie, basically. Carton to Grove. Grove with the drive. Pulls up. Floats it in from about 6 feet. Andrew Grove. He's got 9 in the game. Leading scorer for the Amity Warriors. Pass ahead. Soshi. Back out. Wilson. Wilson by the Warrior head. Drives. Kicks to Blodgett. Backs down on Oyua. Short. Oyua with the box out and the rebound. Blodgett complaining that he got fouled. Ahead to Carton on the left wing. Leaves it for JJ. JJ backs it out. Gets a screen from Oyua, goes left all the way in, lays it up and in. J.J. Howard, too much with that left hand. Apparently they didn't get the scouting report that he likes to go that way. And we've got a travel at the other end. Great defense by Carton. Cut off Daniels. Daniels trying to get around him. Travels. 31-24, Amity on top. 3:19 to go, third quarter. We have a full timeout. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC and Pod Office. All right, 3:19 left to go, third quarter. Amity on top of Warrington, 31-24 in this first round state playoff game. Carton, Grove with the ball. Vrell, Howard, and Oyua on the floor. Oyua giving some good minutes here in this third quarter. Physical, doing a good job of rebounding, causing some problems inside on both ends of the floor. Howard, left wing, back out to Carton. Looks at the three. McCrory closes out over to Howard. Looking inside to Vrell. Vrell, left block. Back out. Carton for three. Oh, halfway down. Missed it. Vrell puts it back up. He's fouled. Nice job, Keon Vrell. Crashing the boards, getting the offensive glass, drawing the foul on the putback. He'll shoot two.
That was call number one. Oregon Wilson has his fourth personal first team foul. Keon Vrell's line.
Vrell takes his time. He's got two free throws coming. 7-point lead. Gets the first one. Five in the game for the junior forward. One more. Warriors are going to be a man-to-man defense after this free throw by Keon. Misses that one. Rims it in and out. Amity not helping himself from the foul line tonight, folks. I'll give you a number on that here in a minute. 8-point Amity lead. McGrory, Vrell up on him, drives, gets in deep, missed the shot. Vrell with a rebound. Vrell going the other way, leading the break, bounce pass to JJ with the left hand. Oh, he tried to dunk it with the right, missed it. Grove with a rebound in traffic, dribbles it back out, lost it.
Just lay it in. Gosh.
32-24. I'm saying what his grandfather is saying. Lay it in. Worry about the dunk. Save the dunk for when the game's over. McGrory misses the floater, gets it back. Could have been a travel. Soshi drives, hangs, misses his shot. JJ tips. Vrell tips. Vrell comes out of there with it. Another rebound for Keon Vrell. Headed up the middle, puts the brakes on, leaves it for JJ. JJ thought about the three, backs it out over to Grove, run the offense. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 8-point Amity lead. Grove drives. Hangs, fouled. Great attack by Andrew. Good sportsmanship there by Cameron Daniels. Helping Andrew back up after he took him out. Trying to get the ball. Got a piece of the arm. Andrew at the line. Buries the first one. So, yeah, where we are on free throws. Let's see. One, two, three, four makes and six misses so far. So we are. Grove gets the second one to roll in. It wasn't pretty. So we're what, five out of 11 from the foul line tonight for Amity. Daniels drives, jumps into Oyua, draws the foul. Oyua sliding right to left. Hip-checked Daniels on the shot. Daniels was scoreless in the first half. Got four in this quarter. Yoakum coming in. Daniels misses the first one. Yoakum in, Carton out. No. Yoakum in, Trent out, yeah. Ten-point Warrior lead. One more for Daniels. Hits that one, so he cuts the lead to nine. Amity with the ball, minute 40 to go, third quarter. Grove up the right side to the Warrior head. Slows it down, gets a little screen from Oyua. Going to get Oyua on the moving screen. Just got a little excited to set that screen. Second team foul. So the only harm done there is that it's a turnover. At least you get a chance to set your defense back up. Devin gave him the look, and Miles knew what he did right away. Cameron loses it. Oyua with a steal. Gets it to Grove. Grove up the middle of the floor. Attacks all the way in. Lays it up and in the front of the rim in traffic. Andrew Grove owning this third quarter. Sub into the game. Number five, Pierce. And Dyer in, Oyua out. Oyua gave him some good minutes there overall. Nice job by Miles, senior post. First year really playing varsity ball at all. Now we've got a issue here at the score table. See if I can find out what it is. Official checking with the home book here. Whatever it is, they got it resolved. Two team fouls on both teams, so neither one in any danger of going into the bonus here. Amity extends their man-to-man full court. Vrell has McGroarty. McGroarty with the ball. Vrell backs off to the three-point line. McGroarty gives it over to Olson. Olson picks up his dribble, goes high post, Soshi, nowhere to go. Back out. Olson tries to feed, knocked away. Soshi chases it down, fakes the three. Now takes the three, short. Howard with the rebound. JJ over to Andrew, 50 seconds left to go. Third quarter, 11-point Amity lead. Grove pulls up for a deep three. Feeling it, no. Dyer with the rebound. Not there, back out to Vrell, over to Howard. Fakes the three, drives, kicks, Dyer, mid-range. Back to Howard along the baseline. Backs out to the corner for three. Hits it! Good ball movement by the Warriors. JJ found a shot he liked. He passed up one earlier. It's a 14-point Amity lead and an 11-point advantage this quarter. McGroarty works his way down below the foul line, turns from about eight, misses it. Vrell tips it. Grove comes out of there with it. Grove with a rebound up the left side, slows it down, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Gets a screen from Dyer, works the right, hesitation, all the way, lays it up and in. Andrew Grove with a fantastic third quarter. He and JJ dominated. JJ had 9 in the quarter, Grove had 8, and they just controlled the game along with Keon Vrell. That entire 8 minutes, those three players just owned the floor. It's now a 16-point Amity lead, 41-25, as we go to the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. Welcome back to Amity High School. 41-25, Amity Warriors on top of the Warrenton Warriors here in this first-round state playoff game. Valley Catholic awaits the winner. Probably Friday, maybe Saturday. Kind of depends on what they can work out. It's supposed to be on Friday. There's a employment issue for their firefighting head coach, and they'd kind of like him to be at the game. So we'll see if we can accommodate him. Tashi's pretty nice. We'll see. If it is Saturday, it'll probably be early afternoon, I would think. Amity with the ball. Hands off. JJ drives. Backs up. At the elbow, misses. Lodgett with the rebound. JJ going one-on-one there. The Warriors' offense working so smooth. Need to keep that ball moving. JJ looking for a little heat check. Lodgett at the other end, misses. Good defense by Dyer, rebound Grove. Grove heading up the left side of the floor. Behind the back in the corner to Coelho. Coelho with a drive, knocked away, gets it back. Leaves it for Grove. 22-footer. Good! Andrew Grove having himself a ball game here in this second half. 11 in the half, 18 in the game. Lodgett drives left hand, gets it to go. Dyer gambled a little bit. Lodgett with 5 in the game. Grove at the other end, down in the corner to Yoakum. Yoakum drives, hangs, fouled on the drive. He'll shoot 2. Devin coaching JJ hard here while Yoakum heads to the foul line. Not sure if that's an offensive or defensive coaching clinic there. Yoakum bangs the first one home. Not pretty, but he'll take it. See if he can get this one to drop now. Get some confidence back at that foul line. Rims it around and in. I don't know if confidence is there. But he rimmed both of those in. He'll take them. 46-27. Amity by 19. Tied for their largest lead of the game. Drive down. Kick back out to nobody. Grove with a steal. Grove takes it in. Scores! The pass to nobody. And Grove says, hey, I can chase that down before you can. Got it at about half court. Took it the length of the floor for the lay-in. 48-27. Full timeout on the floor. This is Warrior Basketball. 6:48 left to go in the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. Your Warriors lead the Warrington Warriors 48-27. Amity looking to advance to play Valley Catholic in the second round. Valley Catholic ranked second or third in the state. It'll be a tough matchup. Blodgett misses the jumper from the elbow. Rebound Grove. Grove slows it down, top of the key. Works to his left, kicks in the corner. Cuelo, the drive, kick to JJ. He'll drive with the left hand, eye off the glass, and in. They don't take away that left hand. JJ will school you all day long with that bad boy. Coming the other way, Wilson, hesitation dribble, cut off by Dyer, out to Blodgett. Blodgett at the elbow, finds Wilson coming through. That's not Wilson. Mid-range jumper missed, and Grove with the rebound. That's Pierce into the game. Going the other way, Grove, a little out of control, slows it down. Hesitation all the way in with the left hand and scores! Andrew Grove putting on a ball handling clinic. Finishes with a little flourish of the fans, student section going crazy over that one. Blodgett misses the mid-range. JJ with it, hands it off. And Grove coming the other way. He is feeling it about now, isn't he? Andrew looking for a screen, gets it, works to the right. Traveled, drug that pivot foot. Got out on that front foot a little too much. Couldn't stop his momentum. McGrory and Earl back into the game, replacing Pierce and Olson. No, Pierce and Blodgett. Vrell in, Yoakum out. So on the floor for the Warriors, it's Grove, Vrell, Cuelo, Dyer, and Howard. Daniels with it, center circle, swings it to McGrory on the left wing. McGrory on top, Olson blocked by Grove. Grove going the other way, takes it in and scores. Andrew Grove with a blocked shot on a three-point attempt. Ends up going the other way for the basket. The block, the rebound, and the basket. Olson feeds out to Soshi. Soshi back to Olson on top. Swings to McGrory on the wing. Over to Daniels. Fakes right. Steps back for a three-pointer. Misses. Howard snares that one. Throws it over Grove's head going the other way. A little too aggressive on the outlet. And Cuelo will get caught trying to pick the pocket of Daniels from behind. 54-27. Amity has doubled up. And here comes the end of the bench for Warrington with 4:50 to go. Into the game, number 32, Josh Baker. Number 14, Tyson McGrory. Tyson and Talon, both 5'10 juniors, so I'm going to go with twins. But one of them is a good basketball player, and one of them apparently isn't. Tyson over to Talon. Talon with the ball. Works right. Back out to Tyson for a deep three. Now maybe they should have put him in the game sooner. Apparently he can shoot the ball. They haven't shot the ball well all night. 54-30. Howard, baseline, left hand, up and in, fouled. He got behind the backboard, brought it back to the right hand in front of the backboard, and finished with authority off the glass through contact. Foul on Earl. JJ to the line. JJ had 5 points at halftime. He's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 11 here in the second half. It's been the Grove and Howard show. JJ buries it. 2 out of 3 from the line for JJ. 57-30 Warriors by 27 over Warrington. McGrory on top. Swings to Daniels, goes left, gets in deep, misses the shot, put back, missed. Vrell tips, can't handle. Tyson McGrory with the rebound, shovels it out to Daniels. Daniels works to the top of the key, backs it out, swings it back over to Tyson. Tyson McGrory drives, little floater, fouled, he'll go to the line. Seems like they should have got him some minutes earlier in the game. Tyson McGrory. Two shots coming. That misses the first one. Way short. Hoagland in. Daniels out. And coming in, number 13, Simonson. Soon, not yet. Second one missed also. Rebound inside. Kicked back out. McGroarty thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Leaves it for Callum McGroarty. Shot blocked by Grove. That shot attempt was Hoagland. Ball loose. Picked up by Earl. Back out to McGroarty. Grove with his second block shot of the quarter. The drive by McGroarty. Out of control. Kicks it out. Hoagland on the baseline. Down low. Blocked by Dyer is Baker. Ahead. And the left-hand lay-in by Coelho at the other end. His first basket of the game. Assist Howard. Timeout, Amity. Here comes the bench. Jack coming in. And Khalil Mirza coming in. 3:17 left to go in the fourth quarter. 59-30 as Amity turns a three-point halftime lead into a 29-point fourth quarter lead. That's how you do it, folks. They outscored Warrington by 5 in the first quarter. Warrington outscored Amity by 2 in the second quarter. Looked like we had a game on our hands. And Amity outscored them 18-5 in that third quarter. And so far in this quarter, it's 18-5 again. .317 left to go. Warrington ball. Hoagland running the point. Swings it to McGroarty on the left wing. Works right. Takes a three. Jack with the challenge. Fouled him and he scores. Just a little bit late on the closeout by Ralston. But he got himself in the book that way. He's got a foul. Proof he played. There are different ways to get in the scorebook. Not all of them involve scoring. McGroarty gets a four-point play, and he's coming out into the game. Number 13, Simonson. McGroarty had a pretty good game overall. Had a couple of threes, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14 points in the game. The other end, Grove banks a deep three. Dyer with the rebound. Back out to Grove. Grove with a drive. Kick to Dyer. Left corner three. No good. Tip out by Ralston to Dyer. Dyer drives. Leaves it for Ralston. Banks. Scores! Jack with the basket. Coming the other way, Hoagland. Working right. Pulling up on the wing, shovels it, laid it up and in. Number 32, Baker, the basket. 61-36, Amity. We got a quick timeout called. Carton and Meeker coming back in. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 61-36, Amity on top. 2:24 left to go. This is KLYC and Podbean. 2:24 remaining in this one. Warriors will play Valley Catholic at Valley Catholic either Friday or Saturday. On OSA, it says Friday. Apparently, teams can negotiate that. They've asked to play on Saturday. We're still working out the details, according to Tashi. So be sure to check OSAA tomorrow. We'll see if we don't have that pinned down for you. Varell with the drive, hangs, banks, missed that one. Rebound McGroarty. McGroarty to Hoagland. Hoagland working on Mirza. Leaves it for Simonson. Back out to Hoagland. 2 minutes to go. Hoagland steps back from the foul line to McGroarty. McGroarty works right, steps back. Can't shoot the three. Out to Simonson. 12 on the shot clock. Hoagland working off a little screen. Ball knocked away. Hoagland controls. Jack with the steal. Ahead to Parton. Traveled. Extra step in there on the gather. Shuffled the feet a little bit to get his steps right. Carton out and into the game, Yoakum. McGroarty on top, Simonson. Back to McGroarty. Grody works left. Carton on him. Down low, knocked away and out of bounds with 18 on the shot clock. Minute 23 to go. Amity up 25 over Warrington. Close game in the first half. Been all Amity in the second half. Three-pointer missed. Ralston with another good rebound. Hands off to Mirza. Khalil, half court, spins it ahead. Yoakum thought about the three, doesn't take it out to Mirza. Mirza with a minute five to go. Gets a screen from Jack, works left, drives, lost it. Knocked away and recovered by Warrington. I think Khalil might have been trying to kick that to the left corner out there where Trent was. Little drive, and Khalil strips and picks the pocket of Hoagland. One-on-one. Mirza leaves it for Carton with 38 to go. 26 on the shot clock. Carton working, draws the foul. McGrory picks it up. His first, 13 foul. 29.6 to go. Shot clock should be off. So Warriors can run it out. Yeah. 61-36, the final score from Amity. Your Amity Warriors with a dominating second half effort against Warrington. Everybody shaking hands with 15 seconds left on the clock. Nobody's going to try to score. Warrior fans give a nice round of applause for the Amity Warriors. Big win for them. Andrew Grove leading the way in this one. He had a pair of threes. 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22. 24 points for Andrew Grove. Had a couple of blocks, couple of steals. J.J. Howard with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 17. 14 of those in the second half. Grove had 17 in the second half. Other than that, Aird with 6 points early before he dislocated his shoulder. Keon Brell with 5, and a great job in that third quarter of just dominating the glass on the defensive end especially. Thanny Dyer had 3, Quelo 2, Yoakum 2, and McGrory had 14 to lead the way for Warrington. Amity Warriors close out their home schedule. They will be on the road at Valley Catholic looking to upset one of the best teams in the state on their home floor come either Friday or Saturday. If you go to osaa.org, you will find that the schedule says the Warriors are going to play on Friday, but as we know, Warrington or Valley Catholic looking to try to change that up and maybe play on Saturday, so we'll have to see. Valley Catholic will come into that game as the number two seed. Amity, the 15 seed. So it'd be quite the upset. But you know what? Things happen like that sometimes. You never want to count it out. It's definitely one of those things that, a team gets hot, plays well, even on the road, has nothing to lose. The other team plays a little tight because they are – up against it. They're expected to win, and you just never know what's going to happen. All right, folks. Until then, let me see what we got here. Make sure I'm not missing anything that I need to do. Looks like we are okay. Hey, as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior, folks. Have a great evening, everybody. We will talk to you on either Friday or Saturday. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.